it's a very disappointing announcement because one needs to say we need to consult first before someone takes such a drastic and very damaging decision. The workers and the Namibian people are all disappointed to lose their national pride. That has an employment of close to 600 workers, and in the same time that has close to 4,500 beneficiaries in terms of other companies that takes also employment through the services of Namibia. That's quite a very disappointing decision. And we were not expecting it to happen because we were not even consulted. We have just had the decision through the media.
Job, as a representative of the workers, have you or your group made any attempt at seeking an explanation as to this decision taking that you said took you by surprise?
Not per se to say it took us by surprise, because some two or three years ago, up to last year, we have been in negotiation. And then we have set up a committee, of course, on Air Namibia to consult each other in terms of how we can rescue the situation and also rescue the employment. But all of a sudden, the committee that we have established ourselves together with government has never materialized and has never been consulting each other. So the only consultation or the only surprise is to hear that the government has taken a decision to liquidate. And even in the liquidation, we don't know how the workers and all those that are going to benefit. Not for a worker to lose job, it's not just a job that is lost. The value of the person and the integrity of the person is touched. It is very suppressive if you to see you lose your medical aid, you lose your car, possibly if you have a car through the bank loan, you lose your house, you lose all properties that you have been acquired that was guaranteed through a salary of every month. So the whole you lose even the bread on your table. So it depends if one person caters care for more than five people and you have 600 people, then multiply 500 times five. It gives you a very big number of people that are dependent on employment of such a big number of people.
What is your group going to do on behalf of the workers in terms of engaging government, perhaps for severance, for anything to cushion the effect of them losing their jobs?
The unprocedural decision of just dumping workers are not going to be left that way. We are going to challenge it through any means. We are not going to sit and seeing our brothers and sisters suffering under a decision that is completely very inhuman. So that's a fact that it's not going to be a smooth decision the way people think it should be. I think that's a high time for us for government to be instructed to take decisions such as firing such people that are giving ill-advised decisions in order for that to be taken place.
What is the recourse for these employees who are losing their jobs?
Possibly there's nothing. These workers were caught by surprise. They were just called and told this is what is going to happen. Some of them are still sitting very disappointed. Just to be called to a meeting and you'll be told there is no longer a job for you. We are going to liquidate the company.